Daf today is Daf Ches. We're going to start with Daf Zayin on the base. It's a very important Daf today. The Gevulois of Eretz Yisrael. According to one opinion, the whole Europe, Eastern Europe, is part of Eretz Yisrael.
Who says that?
Gemara says that. We're going to see.
Let's see.
First Zayin on the base.
Yeah, I have it. Rashiv, last five lines.
Yes. No, four lines. One, two, three, four lines from the bottom.
Okay.
Is Rashiv Adora B'Shalim and Shlita? I'm sorry for being late. I'm sorry. I apologize. I couldn't do anything about this.
How many people are online?
Sorry,
okay. Omar Rabbi Zera. Otzitz. Omar Zoktahilik Rabbi Zera. An Otzitz. Nokuf Hamunach Al Gabi Yisedois. Okay, so this is a continuation of the previous Gemara. The Gemara we're talking about a lot about Eretz Yisrael. All different. We're going by Inyan, Le'inyan, Bo'is, Inyan, the Sugis of Eretz Yisrael, because I maybe get Medina Sayam. You don't need to say. Before nine, before nechtam, and then we got into the sugi over here of maybe get in Eretz Yisrael. So we're getting over here, got over here into the sugi of Eretz Yisrael. So now we're going inyanly on a bezera. Remember, bezera was the one kom rabba. Every time I read Rabbi Zera, I always think about one thing only. I don't know. I cannot get this out of my mind. Kom rabba shachte l'Rabbi Zera. Okay.
Rabbi Zera was also the one that dismantled the goylem. Rabba sent him a goylem.
Okay, kom rabba shachte l'Rabbi Zera. Who? Who's the
one? No, Rabba and Zera were colleagues, were friends.
Right.
And Rabba sent him a goylem, and Rabbi Zera started talking to him.
I didn't know that.
So you saw he was made from a clump of clay.
Go
so
back to where he came from.
It. Yeah.
Okay, but Rabbi Zera went to a sudas purim, and Rabba demonstrated shchita on Rabbi Zera.
I'm sure doesn't take that literally.
And he brought him back to Chiyas HaNesim. So Rabbi Zera, the Zilber Rabbi Zera. Some say Rabbi Zera was a very depressed person. And that Rabba, we know that Rabba was a joker.
That's
what and so he was a very, very happy person. He made a lot of jokes. And he made a lot of jokes. He made people happy. And Rabbi Zera was morose. They were the predecessors of the Hasidim and the Litvaks. Rabbi Zera was a cult of Litvak.
Okay.
He shuckled like pcha. Pcha is a dugma for a Litvak.
What is Akut?
It's cold. It shuckles, and if you try to warm it up, it gets ruined.
Amar of Zera.
And Rabbi Zera, and Rabbi was a chosid, like you.
Amar of Zera.
Okay. Happy person. So Amar of Zera. Atzitz nokov hamunach al gabi yisidus. You have a flower pot.
Atzitz means a
flower pot. A perfect thing. You couldn't be a better sugya for Erev Shavuos. Flower pots.
That has a hole.
Isn't the Mamash Apella, Hashgacha Pratis, Erev Shavuos?
That has a hole.
About flower pots. Okay, that has a hole. Hamunach gabi yisidus. That is stationed on a tripod, on he says on some type of platform.
I thought he said it means nails.
In this context, it means a platform. It means
platform.
Something which is
okay.
holding it up.
Okay.
And the question over here is, and there's a hole in the flower pot. So the question is, on Shabbos, are you allowed to remove the flower pot? Because is it cool by moving the flower pot? Are you being oiker dover migidula?
When you say a flower pot, it means there's already a flower with soil.
There's something growing inside of it. Put it like that.
Okay.
Okay. There's not a lot of a flower. There is a plant.
Something growing. Right.
Something growing.
Okay.
And it's in soil. It's seeded. It's rooted in the soil in this pot. And this pot has a hole in the bottom, which means and it's standing suspended upon the earth. So but it's not in direct contact.
But if you
were to fill it up with water, it would leak.
Right.
And it's not directly making contact with the earth. So the question over here is, do we say that the avir, the airspace between the earth and the bottom of the flower pot, is a hefsik, which means that the flower pot, whatever is growing inside, is not considered to be growing from the ground. L'may nafkamin, every halacha, is it chayiv in Shemitah? In Shemitah? Is it chayiv in Truma? What grows in the flower pot is a chayiv in truma. Is it chayiv in maisa?
Whether it has a hole or not.
So you know, if it grows from the ground of Eretz Yisrael, automatically
right,
that's all the dinim of Eretz Yisrael.
Right, if it's
growing, if it's completely, let's say it has no hole. Let's say it's sealed.
Would that consider a field?
It's sealed. If it's sealed,
and it's growing,
and it's growing, there's no chayivim. There is no din of Eretz Yisrael,
right.
because it's not growing from the ground of Eretz Yisrael. Hydroponics. Are hydroponics chayiv?
You mean even if it lives in Eretz Yisrael, the soil is from Eretz Yisrael, it's not
It has
Yisrael.
To be growing in order for something that grows in Eretz Yisrael to be chayiv. It has to grow. It has to grow from...
Are
yeshivas coming tonight?
I don't know.
It has to grow from the actual ground.
Yeah.
If it does not grow from the actual ground,
you're exempt from all of the...
No good. So here you have over here something which is nishtahi nishtaher. That's why we have a dilemma in the Gemara. It's in a flower pot. The flower pot is suspended above the earth, but the flower pot is perforated. So it's being yoinek. Okay, so it's being yoinek. I will show Liam, and I hope you don't mind. I'm going to put you on mute because your phone, for some reason, is making a tapping sound. I apologize to you. Okay? I apologize. I don't mean anything personal over here.
Shlomo Rabinowitz was here yesterday?
No, Shlomo Rabinowitz has disappeared. I don't know where he went, Shlomo Rabinowitz.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Right. So we have an otzitz. We have over here an otzitz.
So what's the problem? Because there's a hole, it changes the...
Because there is a hole, so we have to take into consideration the fact that what's growing in the flower pot is being yoinek directly from the earth of Eretz Yisrael. I'm a male, whatever...
Why?
Because it's connected to the earth.
Why? Because there's a hole?
Yeah, because there's a hole.
But the hole
here
is not connected. But
here's the pot. Here's the pot. Me? I don't know if you can see me. Here's the
it's
pot.
It's on a platform.
And it's being suspended on a platform.
Me?
And there's a hole.
Me?
Okay, there you see, which means so the between the hole and the earth is no hefsek. But here.
But there's a platform beneath
it. No, so you made a good point. It means you say, it means it's like pegs.
Oh,
so, okay. I'm sorry I didn't explain. So, in between the hole and the earth,
it's coming in contact.
There is no, it's not touching the ground. If the pot would touch the ground, then it's considered to be growing directly out of the ground.
Okay.
But the pot is not touching the ground.
Me.
The pot is suspended in the air.
Right.
But there is no hefsek between the hole and the ground. How then is it being suspended? Because you put some type of a... Here, like this, your muscle here.
It's not coming in contact, but there's no hefsek.
Right here, like this.
It's
here.
Exposed to the ground. Yeah, okay, I got it.
So it's exposed to the ground like this.
I got it.
Okay, so therefore the shaila is, do we consider this? So if we consider it to be attached to the ground, whatever grows inside this pot has the din of Eretz Yisrael.
Even though it's not touching the
it's
ground.
It's avir, airspace, exactly. Or do
it's
we
as if
say
it was on the ground?
Exactly. Or do we say that airspace is considered to be a hefsek? That is the dilemma of the Talmud. Amar Rebbe Zera, Otzitz Nokuv Hamunach Gabi Yisaydos Banu LeMachlokes Rebbe Yehuda Rabbanon. So the Gemara tells us this is a machlokes Tanoim. Okay, Rebbe Yehuda Rabbanon. Amar Rav Dilma Lohi. I disagree. Now let's see the Rashi. Rashi very quickly. Rashi says Banu LeMachlokes Rebbe Yehuda Otzitz Ashal Eitz. Okay, every word of Rashi is Kodesh, eight, it's wood, Nokuv, Hamunach Gabi Yisaydos, it's made from wood, it's perforated. Why wood? Why not cheres? I don't know. There's a reason. I don't know anything. There's a reason why, but Davka here, it's wood, it's perforated. Hamunach al Gabi Yisaydos, Baruch Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon, L'Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, Avira Kaman Deman Chadami. According to Rabbanon, the airspace, it's Kaman Deman Chadami, it's as if it's resting on the ground. In other words, the airspace is part of it's like thick earth.
Yeah.
Okay? Air is like thick earth. Mm. It's like it's on the ground. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's no chiyuv ma'aser.
It literally has to be
like ki'ilu, it grew in America. Come to America. Okay? Like in America. It's not on the ground. Machlokes Yehuda Rabban. Along comes Omar Rava. Rava says, Dilmaloy. Now where is this machlokes? This machlokes is going back of what is the shaykhis of this machlokes al Gemara? Because in the previous Gemara, we learned about if it's Muvla. What's the relationship to this Gemara? Why are we done? A boat. This goes back to the previous Gemara, which we learned together. We should go back a little few lines. We're not going to go back. There's a few lines above. The Gemara is talking about how maybe get the Sina. Okay, the case was something growing on a ship. Let's say you have a ship, and there's something in the ship growing in the ship itself, in the wood of the ship. It's soft, some type of soft wood, and there's something that's growing in the ship. And the ship,
possible.
It's possible. You can have something that takes root in the wood of the ship, and the ship is floating. Who's making noise here?
Me.
And the ship is going on the water. It's floating on the water. So the question, and this river is inside Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
So can we consider? I have to tell this guy to stop banging over here. Get to a fight now.
And the water, and then the water is part of Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
So
the ship, the ship is
Eretz
Yisrael. The ship is all on the water. So do we consider that? So basically, the pot, what is growing, is making direct contact with the earth.
Yeah.
And what is the hefsek? Mayim,
yeah.
Water. So Rabbi Yehuda says that water is going to be considered a hefsek.
Yeah.
So whatever grows in the ship, and the ship is floating on the water, is not considered
according
to be
good. Rabbanan, it would be good.
It is. It's going to be good. So we want to now suggest that the same way there's the machlokes when it comes to water, something is floating on water.
This has nothing to do with getting. It's talking about trumas and mitzvahs.
Well, we're going me inyan le inyan ba'ois inyan, because we're talking about what is exactly the Eretz Yisrael when it comes to a get.
Okay.
How get maybe this is. We have to know exactly the dinim of Eretz Yisrael. In Masech the Gitin, we learn all about the dinim of Eretz Yisrael. It's not a coincidence because you have a whole sugya of the churbes hamigdash, the galus, all of the dinim of the chashivas. Because when we went into galus, it's Hashem gave us a get. Hashem separates the pasuk and navi. Hashem, there are two. Really, there's a stira. The stira. One pasuk is mashmal that Hashem did give us the get. The pasuk says Hashem ayeh sefer krisus. Where is your sefer?
Yeah,
your
Hashem.
There are two pasukim in navi. One and two haftaras. There's a two haftara. This is a worshavchik. See, there's a very good bach over here. It's sad. It's boy over here.
So the pasuk is mashmal. Kaviyach Hashem gave us a get.
Yeah, golos going to Eretz Yisrael. So the male to appreciate, to get back in the game, to get back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, in Masechta Gitin, we learn about the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael. Kevaita. Because divorce was get out. Hashem divorced us, Hashem sent us into exile. So before we are able to return from exile, we have to appreciate the chashivas of the Holy
I think
Land.
That's the reason why it says get them before Kedushin. First you get married, and then unfortunately if it doesn't work out, you get a divorce. Why is it just the opposite?
Well, they're a fool of Kedushin. Yeah. Oh, I never heard that. That's very nice. Oh, that's very nice.
And then Kedushin, we're one.
Rabbi Shaul, you hear what he said over here?
We're going to be Mekadosh.
Unbelievable. It was Kedai to come tonight.
We're going to be Mekadosh once again.
The goal is over. Because this is Talmud Bavli. So Bavli was written Bavli, so we were in a matzav of Golus. So Golus, it was more realistic. It was a Musa, Shema B'nei Musa Ravicha.
Nay.
It was Kedai to wake up today and go through a whole day to come to this
Rabbis,
moment to hear the Schiddush from Rabbi Shaul Zev Lobel.
So
Amar Rabbi Demo. So we want to say the same machlokes when it comes to Vasser.
Yeah.
Vasser, the Zel machlokes when it comes to Avir. Airspace. And Mayim, the Zelbazach.
By the way, how do we pass? Is
there space in Chatzitz? I don't know. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, Dilma Loi, it's not a Raya. Loi, you cannot compare the case of Avir to the case of Mayim. Loi. Only when the Rabbi said that it's going to be a hefsek, a ship is meant to move. There's another element here that is. A ship, what does a ship do? A ship doesn't just sit around and do nothing.
Yeah.
A ship moves.
Yeah.
So when did Rabbi Yehuda say that a ship, it's not going to be good? It's not because.
It's in motion.
Exactly, it's in motion. That's what. Aval otzitz, but a flower pot. She'enoi also levroyach loy. Maybe.
It will also be moida.
That it's going to be attached to the ground. Inami or ad kan loy ka'ami rabban hasam ela b'svina. When did rabbanan say that it's not going to have to be by svina? Why the loy mivsa? Because it's at least substance. Mayim is a davar gashmi. Avir is nothing. It's garnished.
Ela
b'svina the loy mafsik. There's no hefsik. If a ship is floating on water, these are physical matters. There's the earth, there's Mayim, and there's a ship.
But it's tangible. Why would
exactly? That's exactly why the Rabbah
says it's not a hefsek.
That's why. When did the Rabbah say by a ship? A ship is going to be called that is not a hefsek. A ship is not a hefsek. Why not? Because the ship is on water and the water is touching the ground. There's no air. Air is worse than water.
You would think just the opposite.
No,
because air is not tangible. Water is tangible.
But when it comes to growth, something that grows, it has to touch the ground.
Right.
Something that grows from land.
Right.
So when it's
so, this water
so it's touching the earth. Water is just another form of earth. Water is just another form of earth.
I don't understand it.
It's a mitzvah of earth.
It sounds like negative seichel.
I give you a raya. The people on Rachmana Litzlan that are in certain cemeteries in New Jersey, or I don't even know where they are exactly, where they know there's flooding. And the bodies are flooded. The bodies are basically
so
water.
So they have to be transferred.
So the child is a yimuchiv to transfer them. So I think there are many persons that say that mayim is the same thing as earth. And just like you're usually buried in the earth, yeah, that there's a din of kavura.
Yeah.
So being buried in water is eicher a kavura. So mainly you don't have to move the bodies. Mayim is a dover gush. The male is going to be good.
It's not a dove gush, it's a dove lach.
Oh, right. But I mean over here, but it's matter. Mayim is okay. Called choymer. Mayim is
choymer. As opposed to air.
It's not choymer. It's not tangible.
And therefore, that should be rather called
worse.
Hapsik.
It's worse. It's growing. Where is it getting the sustenance from? Where is the root getting its sustenance from? It's getting from the air or it's getting from the ground? Wireless? What is this? The 21st century?
But if
wireless
water,
connectivity?
But if this water, you're saying it's as if...
It's a chelik of the arts.
Because you need water in order for it to
grow. I don't
grow.
Know the science.
You need water in order for it to grow. You need sunlight.
Anyway, need water for it to grow. But something that there's the dinim of Meiser and Truma and the Gidl of Eretz Yisrael depends on a physical connection.
Right.
Let's not get into the science of where is it yoinik the nutrients. We know as a fact that you can be yoinik from the air. We know. Air, you can be yoinik through the air. You can be yoinik. But in the din of Truma and Meiser, you need Gidul Eretz Yisrael. And the din of Gidul Eretz Yisrael demand that there be some physical connection. Mayim is a physical connection. Avir, Ichreis Nishu. We're not talking about the science. Hayalukhud v'hayalukhud. You can tell me that science, you can beam me up, Scotty.
Next.
This is the Makar of beam me up, Scotty.
Next.
Weiter. Adkan, like Rabbi Nachasim, Elabasin, the Musik Avira, why the Maya? These words are the words, the chosen words of today's daf. The Maya, ki ara smichta damya. Water is like thick earth. Okay, thick earth. And it's very appropriate to learn this Erev Shavuos because hoy. Called Same Lechu L'Mayim. Anyone that is thirsty, you go to Mayim. Mayim is thick earth. What does that mean? The Aval Otzitz, the Mavsik, Avir Loi. Okay, Rashi, Raku Rashi, Rashi.
So he's trying to say you can't compare to.
Right. Look at Rashi. Hasu Levarech, you can't compare a boat. We have a Kloima Rashi. We have a rule here. We want to welcome you over here. We have iPhone number 2. We have a rule in the share here. Whenever we have a Rashi that says Kloimar, our Rosh Shiva Rebbe Sholim Shlita, the Goyin Ho'adir, sponsors a Kiddush.
Kloima.
B'nei Shehi Mahaleches Kol Shah. Mahaleches Kol Shah because the boat is in motion. Kol Shah.
So let's assume, let's say the boat was tied. It's not going anywhere.
You're asking a Gvaldi Kasha.
What do you call that thing?
Anchor.
Throw over an anchor.
Anchor. Yeah. You're asking a Gvaldi Kasha. What about the Titanic? It ain't going nowhere.
Okay, Nene, so what would be that?
I don't know. Yes, it's a good kash. If you go down to the Titanic, is Titanic buried in there? Is it sunk in there? It's a show. What are you on the Titanic? What would be that? It ain't going nowhere. A good kash, I don't know.
Okay.
The loy mifsek ara bein svindel aretz ein shuma am mitzat sheni. The next story was, no, pumfakeret. There is no hefsek. Rashi's words are, bein svindel aretz ein shum avir. Umaya, water, ka'ara, smichta damu. Vaita. Next piece of Gemara. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Bin Aharois, the Eretz Yisrael, the Kulyam Aloy Peligi. Another good way to give an answer. If you're dealing with the rivers in the Holy Land, there's no machlekes. Ella, why is there no machlekes? Rashi, the Maskel, we want to welcome to the base. Oh, he was disappeared. Kulyam Aloy Peligi, the Eretz Yisrael, it's like Eretz Yisrael. V'yav Gavno, the Ain Tzvina Gosheshes. Now, the word Goshesh means it's not touching. The word Gosheshes means that it's gush. There's a physical connection. The time to get loy mishum yinika minakarka who kemayis chshvius hilch loyshna nahar v'loyshna yibashna.
Where does this get come here? The time to get loy mishum.
So he's going back now. Rav Nachman Yitzchak is going back to the previous sugya. We want to welcome to the Beis Medrash. Two people came at the same time. Mamish lightning strike twice. Would you believe such a thing? Lightning struck twice. Mr. Rapport, greetings. Welcome. Mr. Rapport, are you okay? You look very tired.
Hi, you want some water?
Mr. Rapport, are you okay, Mr. Rapport?
It's clean.
Hello, are you there? I don't know, something's wrong. Maybe his phone is not working. I don't know. I want to welcome to the basement, Mr. Ron Goldberg.
Me.
Okay. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, over here we're dealing with the story.
We're talking about the get.
When you bring a get from Eretz, let's say you bring a get was written on a boat.
Yeah.
A get was written on a boat. Do you have to say before any before nechtam? Does the boat, do the waters of Eretz Yisrael have the din of Eretz Yisrael? The Yarden. Do the waters of the Yarden, do the waters of the Yarden have a din of Eretz Yisrael? Or do we say that the Mayim, it's like in Eretz Yisrael, there are sections that are not part of Eretz Yisrael. The land masses are part of Eretz Yisrael, but the water of Eretz Yisrael is like a timeout. It's like a neutral territory. It's not, does not have the Kedusha Saritz. Yeshua, there's a lot of beautiful lumness in this. Maybe our Rashi will give a shiur on this. To Masber, the Dinin, the Kibush, what gave Eretz Yisrael Kedusha? Kibush. What is Kibush? To get rid of the Kananim. Were the Kananim living in water? A human being cannot live in water. So in Meila, there was no Kibush on the Mayim. In Meila, there was no Kibush, there was no Kiddush. It's a beautiful lumbus.
There's no what? No Kibush?
There was no conquest of the water. In Meila, the waters did not get Kedusha. What gave Eretz Yisrael its sanctity? Battle. Conquest. Kibush. Did Klal Yisrael have to conquer the water? You don't conquer water.
Right.
You don't conquer water. You conquer the area around the water. And Mamela, if you have people living on ships in the middle of an area, right? You have the Mississippi River. And you conquer. Give you the wrong Gemara? I gave you the wrong Gemara. I gave you the Saita Gemara.
Saita.
Not the Gittin Gemara.
I went to Bar Mitzvah 2 days ago.
Nice.
A relative, yeah?
Yeah, my Aunt Nicole.
Mazel tov. Oh, mazel tov. Where was it?
In Diker Heights.
Where's that?
It's in Bay Ridge.
You know, his Anacle.
I know.
You didn't say that. You said cousin, whatever.
I know.
Bay Ridge.
All right, let's go weiter. We're going to be the whole daf tonight. Okay, so Ezer, there's no machlekes. A person brings a get from, the get was written. The get was written on a boat. And the ship is sailing somewhere in Eretz Yisrael. There aren't too many places in Eretz Yisrael that are big open waterways like this. But everyone agrees that a get that is written on a ship in Eretz Yisrael has the din of bringing a get from Eretz Yisrael, and you do not need to say b'fonei nichta b'fonei nechta. Rashi explains the law on this. Dicha Eretz Yisrael ninu v'yaf agav de'en tzvi negosheshes. The Rashi, the last white line of Rashi. Even though the boat is not making physical contact with the earth of the Holy Land, the time of the get, with regard to a get of saying b'fonei nechtam, loy mishum yinikum en akaku kimaisiv chashvi. It's not because it has to be yoinik, the nutrients of the earth. You're in the boundaries of the Holy Land. Okay, there's a lot of beautiful alumnus over here about what is exactly the status of the Aretz, the Kedushas Aretz on the
What's the last one? The Shliach says,
Before I nichta.
I never hopped that.
It's a previous stuff. We can't go that. You have to say these words. You have to say these words. It was written in my presence, which basically means
the shliach has to be only one person. It has to be two people.
One person. The shliach, one person.
And what does he say? That this
he
was,
says, I know as the fact I'm an aid echa. That's neman to say that the get was written
l'shma.
L'shma.
You mean the written and also the
it was
the,
signed.
The sign.
It was written. It was
and
signed.
That's true. You don't have to say that.
If you bring a get from Eretz.
Why?
Because the people in Eretz Yisrael know the halacha. They're all Talmidei Chachamim. They know the halacha. And
okay, what about today? Coming from Cuba to...
Yes, you have, nothing has changed. The Talmud has not changed. You bring a get from Din Sayyam, you have to say the funny thing.
And one, eight echad is enough.
Yes, eight echad is enough. Correct. Eight echad is enough. Eight echad neman be soon.
Now, is it ma'akev if he doesn't...
Yes, it is ma'akev. This was we learned these are the sugars. The first six staff. Weiter.
We didn't learn. Okay, Nate.
We did learn the daf.
Okay.
Some of it alone. We learned. Ki aris smichta dami. So therefore, everyone agrees. Next, but ki aris smichta damya. because the Rashi explains the time is of Lishma. And if you're in the boundaries of the Holy Land, automatically the people on the ship, they're Talmidei Chachamim. The sailors on the ships of Eretz Yisrael, they know more about halacha.
Yeah, but that's if it's coming from Eretz Yisrael.
If the get was written on a boat that is sailing somewhere in Eretz Yisrael,
I got it.
The shliach now brings the, he does not need to say b'fonai nichta b'fonai nechtam. But if you were to grow grain on that boat, would that grain be chayv and chumas and meiser? No. If you had a nice big yacht, Mr. Glober, you own a yacht? You have a yacht? You have a big ship?
We used to have a sailboat.
Sailboat. Okay. So let's say your sailboat was sailing along the Yarden in Eretz Yisrael. And there was a flower pot attached to the bottom of the boat, and it was growing beautiful produce. Would it be chayiv and chumas and maestros? No, because not necessarily, because it's in the water, and the water does not have the kedusha of the aretz to the degree where whatever grows is chayiv and chumas and maestros. Yet, let's say there was someone there that got into a fight on the boat, and this person decided to divorce his wife, and he wrote a get, and then he appointed a shliach on this cruise ship to send it to the woman, and they arrive in the location. Does the person have to say b'fonai nich, b'fonai nechtam? They do not.
And it doesn't matter where the shliach goes, even if he goes outside.
Correct, correct. Why? Because the get was written in Eretz Yisrael.
Right, and they
It's a stira.
Why?
If something would grow in a flower pot on that boat, it would not be chayiv and chumas and maestros. So that boat appears to have the status of chutz la'aretz. Yet, when it comes to bringing, if a get was written on the boat and then it was dispatched with an agent, a helicopter came to the top of the boat and picked up the person and took him somewhere to go and deliver the get, the shliach does not need to say b'fonai nichta b'fonai nechtam, because we consider the get to have been written in Eretz Yisrael. Or how do you answer the stira? So Rashi explains the different dinim. So lom shu gemara. So briska gemara. There's a din of Eretz Yisrael b'nogea tvuas haaretz. And there's a din of Eretz Yisrael in the Avir.
Right.
The Torah of Lishma, the Geg was written Lishma, is you're in the Gevulah Yisrael. Yeah, yeah. Good enough. Yeah, yeah. But when it comes to the produce, it's a Anayadin.
That has to be right.
Okay,
right.
That's how you answer. It's like a brisk vart. I'm telling you, all the lumdis, this vart that I just told you, it's a Ferish in the Gemara and Rashi, and it is a very typical type of thing that you will learn in the Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. So the point is, if you learn Bikias, you know all the Reb Chaims. All the Lumbis.
What about Yosha Be'er? He wasn't a brisker.
He was an anacle of Reb Chaim. He was a grandson of Reb Chaim. So all the Lumbis is all in the Gemara Rashi.
Yeah.
All the Lumbis. You know Gemara Rashi, you know Alts.
Avol
Otz it's a Mavzeh Ben Adol. Reb Nachman is 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 This is a very important Gemara. We better be able to finish this, because this Gemara is the Soidos of the Gevulah of Eretz Yisrael. According to the Gemara's Maskan, according to one opinion, America is Eretz Yisrael. You know that? New York is part of Eretz Yisrael. I'll show you. Keep Ligi, B'yam HaGadol. What is the Yam? What is the Yam HaGadol? Is the Yam HaGadol the Mediterranean, or is the Yam HaGadol the Atlantic? Okay, good Shiloh.
It's the biggest of all of the four rivers.
So let's assume now the Yam HaGadol means, in this context, means the Mediterranean.
I think the Mediterranean is called the Yam HaTichon.
It all depends. No, that's modern Hebrew. It says Tzioni would say that. How do you? I never heard you say something like that. Yam HaTichon? It's Tzioni. The Chos became a Tzioni. We're going to have to give him a present for this.
Yeah,
we'll give him a present for this.
Flag.
Where's the present? Where's my flower? My...
Okay, let's go. Next.
I don't have it anymore. Chaval, where'd it go? I lost it. No, I got it. Oh, do I? No, I don't have it anymore. Gone with the wind. All right.
Next.
Another day. You like some delicious. It's delicious.
Okay, let's go. It's getting late.
Okay, bye. So the question over here is, what do we say? Let me put all my toys. I got tape.
Oh.
I got all. Oh, here it is.
You need it? Should I have it?
What, really?
Yeah.
Look, Mr. Rapport. Lehitraot. Lehitraot.
Okay, let's go. It's late.
Okay, so let's go. So the question over here is, don't take that away from me. You cannot take that away. That's mine.
It says
it's mine. Don't take it. Don't steal it. Keep Liggy. You want it? I want it.
It's west of Etz Yisrael.
You can have it.
I want it. Keep Liggy B'yam HaGadol. The Yam HaGadol. The Italian number is Ezer Eretz. The Yam HaGadol.
I don't need that. I have a house over there.
You have a house over there?
Yeah.
Whew. A millionaire.
Let's go.
The Thailand of Bryson.
It costs less than a million.
Ezehu Eretz. Now here we go. This is a very important sugya. Okay, let's get serious now. This is serious stuff. Ezehu Eretz ve'ezehu Chutz. This is a very famous Gemara. Very important Gemara now. We have to get very serious now. Ezehu Eretz ve'ezehu Chutz. What is Eretz Yisrael? Define me the gvulis of Eretz Yisrael ve'ezehu Chutz. It's a hard Gemara. Kol sheshayfeya v'yoreid miturei amnoin v'lefnim Eretz Yisrael. Meiturei Amon v'lechutz chutzolaretz memela hanisin shebayam, the islands in the Yam, in the Mediterranean, which, by the way, many of them don't exist anymore. They disappeared. You know where they went?
Yeah.
I don't know where they went. They went underground. They somehow sunk. Shebayam roin oisan ki iluch roin oisan, that they can see them. In other words, they're within sight. Ki'ilu chut motuach aleihem, a chut is spread upon them. Miturei amnoin ad nachal mitzrayim, menachut v'lefnim eretz yisrael, menachut v'lechutz kechutz l'eretz.
Okay, you want to draw a picture for us?
Okay, let's just read it. Then we'll read the second
it's
opinion.
It's very hard to visualize this Gemara.
Yeah.
You learned this Gemara already?
Yeah.
You saw a visual?
I didn't see a visual.
Yeah.
So I didn't understand Gornisht.
Okay, good. So we're going to explain everything.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda Oymer kol shekineged eretz yisrael harayu ke eretz yisrael shnemar ugvul yom. Hi, Yigvul, my Avdilei, mi boilei, le nisim, we need it for the islands. Rabbi Yehuda, nisim, le tzricha krop.
Okay,
there are some beautiful Rashis, and we have a very good picture over here in the Mesifta, which I'm going to try to lift up and show you over here. But basically over here, that's not the picture I want. This is the picture that I want. Okay, here's one picture. We have a tichoin.
I have an apartment.
Okay, three armoin. Okay.
Who has it?
I got to show you this picture. How am I going to show you this picture?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Very easy. Rishol Lehman's not going to have a hard time seeing it, though.
Married.
But in the meantime, I'm going to show Mr. Rappaport.
You'll rent from
I'm going to put it on the screen, the picture.
Why not?
Okay.
The mother's a mother. If I can't pay the rent, she'll let me.
Sure, I'll give you a break. Huh?
My brother, I'm not sure, still lived there. Uh-huh. She got in the. It was many times, quite often, he did not have the full, he didn't pay the full amount of rent. Uh-huh. She let it forgo. He paid, but not.
Okay, here's the first picture.
Shekel.
Okay. I think everyone on the screen should be able to see this picture.
It's inside.
Mr. Rappel, can you see the picture?
Not yet.
Okay, so.
I put it on the screen.
Oh.
Okay, now if you look at this picture.
They can see it also?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, Mr. Apple, can you see the picture?
Yeah, but Ron can't see it.
No, I don't see it.
You don't see the picture? Okay, one second then. Maybe I didn't put it on yet. Let me see. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't put it on. I'm sorry. Okay, give me one second.
My Gemara doesn't have pictures.
I'm going to show you the picture. We're going to explain this. Very important Gemara.
I have a bit of a picture here, but it's not.
Share the screen.
It's on the previous.
Okay, now it's on. Okay, now you'll see it. One second. Okay, now you should see
diagrams.
It. Okay, can you see it? Okay, now.
Now
let me explain. Okay, let me show you the picture over here. Basically, there are the two, the west portion of Eretz Yisrael. Make believe Eretz Yisrael is like Los Angeles. Here in this picture is Eretz Yisrael, the white part. This area over here, this area, it's not such a great picture.
Okay.
Here's the Yardane. Here's Yerushalayim.
South.
Okay, the white part is the land. The gray
is the water.
The gray is the Mediterranean. Okay, the gray is the Mediterranean. Over here you have Kafristen. Okay, Kafristen is Crete. Is that what it's called?
What is that? That's a cut.
An island. It's an island. An island.
It's near Greece.
It's an island. Yeah. Here you have over here.
Yeah.
It's part of Greece.
Yeah. This is the water. All the white is the white is land. Where is Yerushalayim? You see Yerushalayim's mom is smack in this picture, it's smack in the center. Okay? What is the western now? What is Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael, they're border. Eretz Yisrael, there is the south border, there is the north, and this is the east. In the Torah tells you what is the northern border. The northern border is called Turei Armon. The mountain, that's this corner.
Turei Armon is the name of a mountain?
The name of a mountain. This corner is the northernmost area of Eretz Yisrael. It's also Hor HaHor. It's also where Aaron HaKohen is buried. Not necessarily, there are two Hor HaHors. There are two Hor HaHors, so Aaron is not necessarily buried there. Aaron is called the other Hor HaHor, which is in Lebanon, which is on the east. So let's go Turei Armon. This is the northernmost portion of Eretz Yisrael. What is the southernmost portion of Eretz Yisrael? Nachal Mitzrayim. Where is Nachal Mitzrayim? Right over here where my finger is. On the bottom over here. Okay, so you look on this map, you see Nachal Mitzrayim.
You're referring to the Nilus.
What? No, not the Nil. The Nilus, the Nile is the Kinneres, which goes into the... No, what am I saying? The Nilus, no. Nachal Mitzrayim, no. That's... It might... I don't know. It's not...
But
now
it's sort of a river.
There's a river over there. There's a different question of what exactly is the Nile. Right now, this is the south. And what is the north? Nachal Armon. The Torah says, and what is the western border of Eretz Yisrael? What is the western? The Yam, the Mediterranean. So if you would not know otherwise,
the
you
west
would think,
is on this side?
No, this is the
oh,
west.
This is the west. Sorry.
Anything that's grazed is the Mediterranean. So if you would not know better, I would think that the western border, you go all the way up to the north. The northern part is the Turei Armon.
Yeah.
And then you just follow, you wiggle your way around. You follow the Mediterranean shore, and that's the boundary. The highest ups, at some point, Turei Armon meets the Mediterranean in the north. The mountain of Armon, it touches the Mediterranean in the north, and the Nachal Mitzrayim touches the Mediterranean in the south. So just follow along the Mediterranean seashore, and that is... That is the west boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Anything that is in, once you go to the Mediterranean, you put your feet in the water, you have left Eretz Yisrael because you're now in the Mediterranean. And just follow along
no
the Mediterranean.
No,
what?
Is there a lifeguard there?
Oh, the lifeguard to make sure you don't leave Eretz Yisrael. Anyone, if I would not know better, anyone,
about the border.
The border. Anyone
the water.
Who doesn't want to leave the Kedusha Sa'aretz will not walk into the Mediterranean. You're not going to get your feet wet, go to the beach into the Mediterranean, because if I go to the Mediterranean and I go swimming in the Mediterranean, I basically left Eretz Yisrael. How could you leave? You know, the many Gedolei Yisrael wouldn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael. Your mom is in Eretz Yisrael. Along comes the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. You can go swimming. You can go swimming in the Mediterranean, you're not leaving yourself, because what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to take a chut, a cord, and draw a perfectly straight line from Turei Armon to Nachal Mitzrayim, exactly the way you see it in this picture. They drew the line, a perfectly straight line, and everything that's within that line, close to the landmass, is a chalik of the Eretz.
The land was concave.
So Mimela, this border is front. This is the only straight border. It's very interesting. This is the only perfectly straight border. Because all the other boundaries, they go up and down, up and down, up and down. Except for Yeshua, you go out of your mind. You go dizzy and trying to figure out the boundaries, mm-hmm. going around in circles.
But
this is easy. Because all you got to know is you come to Turei Armon, that's a mountain that touches the Mediterranean. The Nachal Mitzrayim touches the Mediterranean. Mm-hmm. And now the Yam, the Mediterranean, for a significant distance into the Mediterranean, has the Kedusha of the Oretz. How? If you draw a straight line from there to the end, and end that's with it. Now, Lamay Nafkamina, because we just finished saying that if it's water, it's anyway not so good, because water is problematic. Let's say there's an island in that area. And there were. Today, there are no islands there anymore. The islands that used to be there sunk. There were maybe teeny little islands. I don't know, maybe little big islands. We don't even know what happened. They do scuba diving. They do find what appears to be some civilizations buried down up there. We don't know what happened. But any land mass that you will find an island that is inside that area in the Mediterranean has the Kiddush HaSa'aretz. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Now look at this little island here. I don't know if it's still there today. I guess it is. It's called Crete. Cup.
But he said it's part of Greece.
Oh, so it's not. So forget about what the Goyim do whatever they want. Do we consider this to be part of Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Absolutely not. This big
land. But where is Eretz Yisrael? This whole.
This Yerushalayim.
Okay.
Everything over here is Eretz Yisrael. This part. Everything to the right. Everything to the right.
Okay.
You see from the Mediterranean? Everything to the right.
So, but this is an island.
Not everything, because I mean, today in Eretz Yisrael, it's already Jordan. Once you get to the. You get it ready to the Yarden. That's already a new country. But biblical land, whatever. No, it's not everything. Right? But this the main part of Eretz Yisrael is. Eiver Hayav is between the Kinneret, this line over here, and this small area. It's really a small area. This little area where it says Yerushalayim, Goblin, that's Eretz Yisrael. But what about in the Mediterranean? You go draw that line. The other Mandam says no. You know what you do? You draw the line. Not vertically, horizontally. You draw it like this. Here is where is the picture I'm looking for? You draw it. Where is Yerushalayim? Tori Armon. Here it is. Here's Tori Armon. You go
vertically
to Tori Armon
like from north to south,
and Nachal Mitzrayim. Okay, they only show you a very small piece over here. I'm gonna put the picture on the screen, and you don't draw from Tori Armon to Nachal Mitzrayim. Vertical, you draw it horizontal, which basically takes through all the way to the Atlantic. And what is that? Is that Italy? What is that? What a land that? No, there's the boot.
Looks like a boot.
That is, what is that? France? What's that? What is that? France and Germany. France and Germany is basically part of Eretz Yisrael. You see, you draw the line, not vertically. Draw the line.
Starting from where? From this mountain?
Go that way. That way. Let me put up the other picture. Maybe we have an art scroll. We have a better picture in the art scroll.
Interesting.
Let me put on the screen the other picture. Okay, let me put up the other picture so you can see, then we'll discuss it. Maybe I'll get over here a better picture. Let me go to the art scroll. A better picture. The art scroll. Maybe there's another picture over here. Picture's not too great. I'm a little disappointed over here with the picture. Okay, but you get the idea. It turns out then that part of Europe, a nice chunk of Europe, I don't know, is part of Eretz Yisrael.
How is that possible?
Yep, that's what the Gemara says. Azor State. Instead of going vertical, you go horizontal.
Syria before conquering
and the Atlantic. And anything, and they show on the very left, you see, is the Atlantic. You see, this is the Adonis. It goes all the way to what part of land is that over there? Here's Africa. I think that's Germany, and part of France is part of Eretz Yisrael. Isn't that amazing?
What's the swear behind it?
Because it says the Gemara's Darsh Drasha. Hayom the Yarden is the Yam is the Gvul. Anything that's a chelik of the Yam is the Gvul. Anything that can any landmass.
And which Yam?
The Yam means the Mediterranean. The Yam
Mediterranean extends all the way to.
All the way to the Atlantic, to the Seifa
Island. And to what countries?
So I taught you to go look at a modern map. Let's go look at a modern map.
Fellow.
Okay, map of the Middle East.
So you're telling me that the Mechoyev and Maestras and Shemitah, they have fields?
Yep.
In Germany and France.
Map of the Middle East. Okay, let's take a look over here. The map of the Middle East is not. I can't see over here. It's not so clear.
I know Africa. Africa is a neighboring continent with Asia, but where do you get to Germany and Europe?
Here, Spain. Not France or Germany. Spain. I made a mistake. Spain, Algeria.
Oh, Nigeria is not part of Spain. Nigeria is part of Africa.
Oh, what do they do over here? It's Google Maps over here. Here we go. Here's Iraq. Here, we're going to blow this up. We're going to be able to see much. Oh, here's very good here. Israel. Here, look here. Let me show you. Look, here. Here is the West. Here's Jerusalem. Here. Okay, here. Give me a mushroom. You can see it on the screen. Here's Jerusalem, you see? Here's Eretz Yisrael. Where is the where's the Yam Mitzrayim? The Yam Mitzrayim is somewhere near Gaza. Somewhere down over here. Is the Nachal Mitzrayim. Where is Nachal Armon? Lebanon. It's somewhere over here. Beirut. Somewhere over here. Tripoli. Let's say it's Tripoli for argument's sake. Okay, let's say. So what? Well, that's not really clear.
Well, they say Lebanon is part of Eretz Yisrael.
You have to go draw a line. The Yam Mitzrayim is somewhere down over here. Okay, it's somewhere down over here by the Gaza Strip, where it says number 40. Where it says number 40. Make believe for now, where it says number 40. That's called Nachal Mitzrayim. It's make believe. It's close enough, right? So you draw a vertical line from number this over here, go all the way up on an angle to somewhere in the top of Lebanon. Somewhere over there, maybe high, maybe let's say over high over here. Any island that you find in that area,
right?
The other man says, whoever told you to go vertical, go horizontal. So if you go horizontal, so just watch. All, Cyprus is part of Eretz Yisrael because Cyprus is really in there. Cyprus. If you, I don't know, I'm not so sure. No, it could be too high up. There's another place. It's too high up. It's too high up. They fly to Cyprus sometimes when they can't go. They can't land there. So they land in Cyprus. I think it's too high, Cyprus. But let's say just keep on going all the way down the Mediterranean.
Yeah, so
to the left. Look at this piece of this island over here. What is this called?
Lobo this is called sees all the pictures. Crete. I don't see anything.
Did you ever go to Crete? You ever go to Crete?
No.
You never went there. It seems that Crete might be part of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe you should make an investment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Show me once is there.
Wait, well, keep on going. Keep on going all the way to the Atlantic. It comes out, if I'm not mistaken, you're coming over here. And I think you're coming into France. I think you are coming to the edge of France. Yeah. Portugal.
It borders with France. The Mediterranean goes into France.
It goes. You have to draw a line from Nachal Mitzrayim this way, Azoy, and this way. So you go through basically straight down the whole Mediterranean. And where are you going to come in contact with? You're going to come in contact with some mainland from some piece of land. And these pieces of land, because they're within range of Eretz Yisrael going horizontally, they have the din of Eretz Yisrael. Why don't we keep on going to America? So the Gemara says...
It doesn't go that far, Mediterranean doesn't go into America.
It goes into the Atlantic. And the Atlantic keeps on going.
The Mediterranean goes into Atlantic, then Atlantic... becomes one piece of one.
No, according to the Gemara and according to Rashi, the Atlantic is the end of the world. That means we're living in a Nivelt. We're living in a different world. The Gemara and Rashi is...
Because out by the Midrashim, they call America Olam HaChadash.
Okay, so this is very important. There's a classic Gemara. What are the Gevulos Eretz Yisrael? The Torah delineates the Sefer Yoshua in great detail, the northern border, the eastern border and the southern border, the northern, the western border, the Hayom Hagadol Gvul. The Yam is the Gvul. What does that mean? So we have a machlokes in the Gemara. One man says, take the tip of the north and the tip of the south and draw a vertical line going down, and that vertical, whatever is within that vertical line, is part of Eretz Yisrael. If you have an island that's there, or if you want to make an island. You want to make an island like Battery, what is it called? Which island they make in New York over here? You make an island, that's a chilek of Eretz Yisrael.
Okay.
The Rambam says, whoever told you to draw a vertical line? The Torah tells you that the Yam is a chilek of the Gvul.
So you go
make a horizontal. Just keep on going. If you keep
where
on going.
Where does it end?
It ends with the Atlantic. The Atlantic Ocean. The Atlantic Ocean means everything.
What is it, Mediterranean? It's such a long...
Yes. Yes, it's half the trip. You go to Eretz Yisrael. Half the trip to Eretz Yisrael. You go 12 hours, 9 hours. 12 hours, half the trip. You,
so how many,
you
fly, how many
you're
miles?
Flying over Europe. It's like probably 1,500 miles. More maybe. It's 3,000 miles. 3,000 miles, right? 3,000 miles. The first crusade, they marched all the way from France to the Yerushalayim, 3,000 miles. 3,000 miles.
So it borders, it comes in contact with a lot of countries?
Eretz Yisrael continues to extend for basically 3,000 miles. And anything in those boundaries has the din of Eretz.
And Yam HaGadol is in the Mediterranean?
In this piece of the Gemara, it's the Mediterranean.
And it goes all the way to?
To the Atlantic, Akyonus. And the Akyonus is the end of the world. The world comes to an end when you reach the Akyonus. You don't go further, you don't consider.
So where's America?
America, it's another world, according to the Gemara.
So where's the location of America?
America? Yeah. On the other side of the Atlantic. The Gemara, the Talmud Bavli, this piece of Gemara Daf Ches is not acknowledging America to be part of this world. Okay, we think about one time inside.
Very interesting.
So okay. One more time inside. We have here the Gemara over here says, You understand now?
I don't understand the horizontal.
Horizontal is, this is Eretz Yisrael. Let's say this is Eretz Yisrael, okay? And let's say, you know, it comes out. Let's say it continues with the cup is over here. Okay? So we'll have two cups. Let's just make argument's sake. This black is Eretz Yisrael, and this is also Eretz Yisrael. The Torah tells you all the boundaries. What is the northernmost boundary this? What is the southernmost boundary this? According to the first Tana, make horizontal or the vertical line from here to here. Anything that's inside of this is part of Eretz Yisrael in the Mediterranean. Other says, who told you to go to make a vertical line? Make a horizontal line, which means here's Eretz Yisrael, just keep on going here, make a horizontal line here and a horizontal line here. Anything that is within the horizontal line from here and from here is part of Eretz Yisrael, and keep on going until you hit the end of the world. What is called the end of the world?
Atlantic.
So what is going to be included? I don't have a clarity in the map, but it looks like part of France, the lower portion of France, mm-hmm. and Algeria, upper portion of Algeria, something like that, is included in, if you can continue to go horizontally along the west of Eretz Yisrael, you will end up all the way to the Atlantic. You're going to be touching upon different land masses, and those areas are beginning to be nichlal in the Kedushas Haaretz. So where Rashi was born, and Rashi was raised, and Rashi went back to make a yeshiva, is Eretz Yisrael. And when it says Old French in the Rashi, Rashi quotes Old French, he's quoting a language that was spoken in the Eretz HaKodesh. Because when you go down that horizontal path, that is all part of Eretz Yisrael. You'll argue, why stop there? Why not continue down the navigation all the way across the Atlantic? You might end up finding yourself in New York. I don't know, you have to go see where it takes you. Where does it take you in America? And then you keep going all the way around the world to the other end. Where does it take you? No one says that, though. No one says you go past the Akron. Okay, listen to the words of the Gemara inside one more time.
Very interesting, okay.
The Gemara says, what is Eretz Yisrael? One more Gemara, a very important Gemara.
Yeah.
The Gemara says, Eizeu, it's the Tanya, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 lines. Tanya, Eizeu Eretz Yisrael. Eizeu Chosarts. Kol Sheshayfeya V'yoreid Miture Amnon. That's the top, that's the north. The Lefnim, Ture Amnon, down
Lebanon?
To Nachal Mitzrayim. Ture, yes, it's, yes, yes. It's not clear exactly. Hor HaHor, not the Hor HaHor of Aaron HaKohen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A different Hor HaHor.
V'lefnim,
down, you draw a vertical line from Turi Amnon to Nachal Mitzrayim. Anything that's within is Eretz Yisrael. But Miture Amnon V'lechutz, that's Chutz Olaretz. Memela, what's the Nafkamina? We just said before that Mayim anyway is problematic. Anything that's in Mayim, because Mayim is not Gush. But if there is an island somewhere in the Mediterranean, had Nisin. Nisin is an island. Shebayam, if it's Royin Oisan, if it's in that area, we'll learn some Royin Oisan. Royin Oisan, Ki'ilu, Chut Motuach Alayhen. Okay, the words have to be translated very carefully over here. But when you draw that vertical line from Turi Amman down to Nachal Mitzrayim, Turi Amman and Nachal Mitzrayim, the Nachud who within Eretz Yisrael, the Nachud who within Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yudah Meir says no. Kol Shein Eretz Yisrael, how are you Eretz Yisrael? Shneimar, all the way horizontal lines, all the way to France. Beautiful Rashi here. Rashi goes through this. Is Rapport a good night? A good youngest? Yeah.
Amen. say, Is Hador, is Adem, is Hados, when you go before
we'll find. Could you head upstairs? Because we have a plane.